This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hello, this is Igoro, host of the Igoro Show, and you are listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. So keep your ears open and your mouth shut.
Hey, welcome to the Steve and Crypto Show, presented by thestevestrout.com. I'm Steve.
I'm Crypto Zoo. Welcome to episode 138. We are recording this on a rainy Monday afternoon.
We picked a perfect day to record it because they're doing construction at my building.
Yeah.
So you might hear weird noises that sound like some booty ripping, but it's not. It's like drills and saws and man shit that I don't do.
It wouldn't be the Steve and Crypto Show if you didn't hear a shit joke, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And early in the episode as well.
But I am getting fancy new stairs in my apartment building, so that's cool. Anyways.
You know what I noticed? I finally checked out some of the Patreon stuff we've put out. Just I like to go back and listen to see how many times I say you know, or how many times I say or whatever.
Yeah.
So I could try to work on that, you know.
You know.
Anyways,
I say anyways a lot.
It's because we don't want dead air. You know, you're trying to think of how you're going to say your next thing. You're like, I got to put something there.
See, my thing is, I just like to try to be natural. I don't like to try to put on a character or a voice or anything. I just try to be natural, and I fucking shit, fuck, asshole. You know what I mean? That's just how I am and how I talk.
Well, you're trying to, you're trying to be natural, and you're trying to, not overthink things.
Yeah.
You're trying to keep the dialogue going.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, and as I best you can.
Just do what I do, and you know, I just want people to fucking listen to me, not listen to a character I'm playing.
Yeah. Well, what I noticed is there... Damn near every clip I listen to from us on Patreon has a shit joke in it.
Well,
So it's top-notch quality. I wasn't trying to say anything in a negative manner.
No.
I'm bringing that up as to say, patreon.com/SteveCrypto. Go over there and get that top-notch shit jokes.
My life is a shit joke, but continue.
Get all the top-notch shit jokes.
And how does Patreon
and
work?
And some not top-notch.
How does the Patreon thing work?
Well, you can head over to, again, patreon.com/SteveCrypto, and you can chip in as much as a buck a month.
As little as a buck in a month. Yeah. Not as much.
Not as much.
Not as much. That's what am I? Yeah. You can contribute as... You can contribute as much as $1 million a month.
As little as a dollar. I mean, if you want to be in, the extra top cool tier, there is $1 million level that we're working on.
Yeah.
I don't know what it gets you right now, but...
What it does is it'll let me buy a house, and you could come over, and we'll have a sleepover, and we'll record podcasts and watch horror movies all night. So
there you
hit
go.
Hit that $1 million tier.
Yeah.
Buy me a home and come hang out, and we'll fucking have a party.
Yep. You can be on the podcast. Tell you what, you can even be on 2 episodes for $1 million.
Hell yeah. Why not, right? Why not? And then we'll even get some candy and coffee from our friends that we're going to talk about here in a few minutes.
That's right. But until then, make sure that you go and check out that top-notch content at patreon.com/SteveCrypto. And if you just can't get enough and you want to keep helping out the show to make it sound better, to make everything shine that involves the Steve and Crypto Show, you can buy us a coffee. That's metaphorically, but you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/SteveCrypto. All contributions go towards the show. It helps out with the gear. It helps get us to events to promote the show. It helps with making stickers and all kinds of other things that we do. So be sure to go to buymeacoffee.com/SteveCrypto. Also, if you want to follow us online, you can find us on Facebook and X and all that stuff at the Steve Strout at CryptoZoo88. We also have a Facebook group that we encourage you to join. And if you're working on something, you can throw a little piece of it in there. If it's pop culture related, especially if it's spooky. Yeah, if you're working on something that's like, you know, religious, you know, cult,
creative art or something, not like I'm over here working out this turd to put a little piece of that in there. No. Yeah. That's where my brain went, because you brought up shit jokes and now I'm just thinking about shit jokes.
So don't try to convert anybody to join your religious cult or anything like that. That's not what we're doing there. But if you have anything pop culture related that's fun, spooky.
Extra points for horror.
Yes. Extra points for horror, spooky content. Go over there, share a little piece of it so we can see what you've been working on. Also, you can head over to our Etsy store if you feel like sporting some merch for your third favorite podcast. You can go to Etsy.com/Steve and Crypto Merch. We got two different t-shirts over there. We got a magnet for your fridge. We got a coffee mug that makes your coffee taste better. Go check it out. Get all of it.
Somebody's going to call us out on that someday. Be like, my coffee tastes the same.
Buy the mug.
Think about it. My shit tastes the same in this mug. First of all, it's because you're not drinking Expedition Roasters.
Yeah.
And you're not drinking it out of a Steve Crypto mug.
Yeah. I bet if you're complaining, you're not doing both of those things.
You're not doing that. You're just a fucking basic fuck. And you need to get your shit together.
Because if you had both of those things mixed together, you wouldn't be complaining.
It's crazy because you would get a mug cheap and then you'd go to Expedition Roasters and use the code Steve Crypto and get a discount.
That's right.
So you buy a couple bags of coffee, get that discount, and use that money towards your mug. And then you have a fucking party in a week or two.
And you know what? If what you just said doesn't entice you, I bet this will. Brew your happy place. Just like a sea maiden living in the dark depths of a watery paradise, this brew is complex and deeply satisfying. Even a sweet siren has a salty side that makes things a little more exciting. This delicious coffee that balances sweet caramel and sea salt flavors will certainly perk up your mornings. Now, if that doesn't make you want to get a bag, then I don't know what to tell you. But we're trying it right now. Word. Expedition Roasters, Dark Depths. The artwork is awesome on the bag. I mean, it smells amazing.
Does it list the artist on this one? I know the other ones did have the artist.
Oh,
name.
Yes, it sure does. Jeff Granito.
Artist. Oh,
label
artist.
Artwork by Jeff Granito.
Nice.
Go find him online on Instagram, and I'm sure that he has some of his artwork there. Or just look up Expedition Roasters, and you can see examples of everything that he's done. I'm really into the packaging. Like, I work for a local brewery, and I really don't drink beer.
Right.
But I'm into, like, the packaging, the marketing, what they call them, you know, the different creatures that are on them. Like,
I like when they get creative, like Expedition Roasters does.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of what I was leading to, is these guys are really creative. The art pops. They have cool little characters on the bags. Like, when it comes to beer, have you ever seen the Bat Squatch can?
Yeah.
Those are really cool. I love the art on that. And it kind of makes you want to have one.
Remember when they made like the Chucky beer?
Oh,
That sucked, but the can was cool.
Exactly. It made me want to try it.
And you
I still have
you
the empty.
You searched the damn fucking Western Washington to find it, and then did, and it sucked.
I mean, I didn't really have to look that hard because I just looked wherever I was delivering, but eventually I found it.
Yeah.
Out on Bainbridge Island, I think.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But we are going to try some. Another one of our delicious goodies from Galactic Druid Treats.
That's right.
With this coffee. But before, got to mention the Deluxe Edition Network. You heard at the top of the episode that we are part of this network of damn near 30, over 30 now?
At least.
A lot of fucking shows.
I like to say over 20 for sure.
It's a shitload of independent podcasts that are all there to promote each other and hype each other's shows and grow their shows together. A plethora of topics, different genres, horror stuff, there's movie stuff, TV, sports. Self-help, sports, just comedy, just everything.
They keep adding, you can think of. They keep adding more and more new shows to the network as well.
Yep, and then every month we have a pair of podcasts in a month. So this month for February, we have Film and Fermentation. And the other podcast in a month is Friends Talking Nerdy. They're both over on, you can find the info on both shows at deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Head over there, support some of them shows, support all them shows. Check as many out as you can. I know it's impossible to listen to everything because there's shows in there I still haven't been able to listen to yet. And I'm sure plenty there to haven't listened to us yet either.
Yeah.
But we still all show each other love and promote each other because we know if you're part of the Deluxe Edition Network, you're a good fucking show.
I think a lot of people don't listen to podcasts because they don't think they have time for them. But, you know, think about this. Like, you get in the car, maybe you hit the little button for your radio, and it's pretty much just as simple. A lot of podcasts is just like talk radio.
Yeah.
And the benefit is you can pause the conversation.
That's the thing that scared people. A lot of people weren't really into talk radio. Like me, I grew up loving talk radio.
Me too.
Loving, like, morning, you know, like the morning shows.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. I really enjoyed all that stuff growing up and into my adulthood. And, like, in comedy and stuff, it kind of plays a lot into a lot of podcasts that I would listen to. And I was always into news and current events and entertainment stuff, and it all just kind of meshes together. And so I love podcasts.
Yeah, I used to, well, as you said, I used to watch stand-up in the mornings. My mom would have the news on. As soon as she would leave the room, I'd turn it to Comedy Central Presents or whatever I could find in the morning that was funny. And then at night, when I would have to go to sleep, you know, when I was still in school, I would turn the radio on to Loveline.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would listen to them.
Yeah.
And just lay there and listen to people tell their stories. And my mom would come in at some point to check on me. And she's like, "You're still awake." I'm like, "Yeah, because you told me to turn off the TV and go to sleep." And she would have preferred that I just turned off everything, you know, and just lay there and go to sleep. But I didn't work that way. I had to have something on. I still do. I still need,
Mom,
like,
I'm 25 years old.
No, I said when I was in school. I was only in school until I was 23. So.
Sweet race car bed. Like, I'm a big boy.
But yeah, she would have preferred that I just turned off everything. And so, you know how it is, your parents come in to check on you partway through the night or whatever, and she's like, "You're still awake," because those times that I would just turn off everything, I'd be laying there just staring at the ceiling. And then finally she was like, "Okay, you can turn on the radio." And that's what I would do.
Remember, like, fighting it.
Loveline.
Remember, like, bedtime and you'd fight it? Like, "I don't want to go to bed.
I don't want
to watch this or do that." And now it's like, I wish I could just shut everything off and go to bed.
Now, like, 9 o'clock, I'm falling asleep
it's
in my
like,
chair.
Fuck this shit. I'm ready for bed.
Yeah.
Ain't you kids sleeping yet? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Even my dog is like, he'll look at me and be like, "Bro, is it bedtime? Like,
what are we doing?
What the fuck are you doing? Why are you still watching TV, asshole?" Yeah. He'd, like, walk over towards the bedroom because he sleeps in there. And he'll be, like, looking at me, like, "Are we fucking, like, are we going to bed? Like, this is stupid. Why are we awake?"
That's Riker, too. Lately, like, as soon as it's dark, doesn't matter what time it is, but it's just, if it's dark, he's like, "Dada, it's bedtime." And he just starts going in the room, looking at me, like, "It's bedtime."
Like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go on.
But he's been falling asleep early, and then he's up at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and he's waking me up, and I'm just having broken sleep. He's waking me up several times through the night. Yeah. It's rough. Makes it hard to get up early.
It sounds shitty, but yeah. DeluxeEditionNetwork.com.
Yeah,
go
anyways.
There and find another podcast to listen to after ours. So yeah, we got some coffee here. We're trying. What flavor was it again that we're drinking?
We are drinking Dark Depth.
So this episode of the Steve and Crypto Show is powered by the Dark depth.
Yeah.
Depths or depth?
Depths.
So plural depth.
Yes.
Depthuses.
Dark depths.
Depthuses.
Sweet caramel and sea salt flavors.
Yeah, you know, I get it. I get the little, the caramel and just like the slight salty. It's good.
I think it's going to pair well with our freeze-dried Riesens that we picked out.
Oh, yeah. Riesens, though, those are the chocolate-covered caramel things, right? I'm just going to go for it. I'd open them, and I'm going to try one of these motherfuckers. It's GalacticDruidTreats.com.
That's right, yeah.
You can get stuff there.
Look them up on...
Hype this episode. Share it online and let us know you did, because we have a couple more... packages of some of these candies left that we want to send to some of you guys. So
yeah, these,
nobody has claimed them yet.
These freeze-dried Riesens look like little comets.
I was gonna say turds, but okay. Yes, they're like little moon rock looking things. Like,
yeah,
like you break it open and there's like those fucking what are they called, like the rocks with like the gems inside, you know what I'm talking about?
Crystals.
Yeah, like geodes. I don't know what the fuck. They look... Whatever. Just eat it. It's a brown, freeze-dried chocolate caramel, and I'm going to eat it. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. That fucking, like, chocolate cocoa really comes out. Is it good?
Super light. Oh. That chocolate flavor is there for sure, though.
You can't have the chocolate. My dog's over here, like, sniffing around trying to get some. Dogs can't have chocolate.
That is really good.
Like, yeah, I like this one.
So, none of the treats that we've had so far have been bad by any means.
No.
But this might be one of the best ones, in my opinion.
Maybe your favorite?
Yeah. I'm still... One of them, at least.
I'm still partial to the Skittles. I really like the sour freeze-dried Skittles. Those are like my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these are good, man. I like them. You're going to have to take some of these home.
Yeah.
Good shit. While we're chomping on fucking candy and drinking our delicious Expedition Roasters coffee, I mentioned this episode, we are actually going to... I need to talk into the mic so people can hear me. That's your job. We usually, last episode, we ran that John Brennan interview because I was really sick.
We've both been fighting colds.
Had to postpone recording the interview with Matthew Mark Hunter and Matt Skinner, who are working together on a film, which I'm going to pop up in, by the way, since we're mentioning it. they popped in. You guys probably remember Matthew Mark Hunter from a couple times on the show. He's another one of our repeat offenders. I like calling them repeat offenders. That's kind of funny. But he's back, and he's bringing Matt Skinner along with him. Let me get to the fucking point. They're co-conspirators on this movie called Air Fryer Slaughter, about a demonic air fryer that comes and kills people. So, yeah. We talked to those guys, finally. Finally caught up with them, because, like I said, I had to postpone. Now we got it, and we're running it. There's a couple weeks left on their campaign. They're going to tell us about it, and some of the perks and fun stuff going on, and some of the cast and everything. So, therefore, why don't we just jump into that, and then we will come back and talk about more stuff and say goodbye.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, the tall, skinny, goofy actor who plays lots of monsters and creatures on film and in TV. But today, I want you to know that you are listening to the best podcast on the air, and that would be the Steve and Crypto Show.
Hey, we are on the Steve and Crypto Show. We are cryptoless at the moment, but I replaced one crypto with two Matts, which is pretty cool. Now, we have Matt Skinner, who is one of the biggest supporters of indie horror around in social media everywhere. And we have a repeat offender on the show, Matthew Mark Hunter, who we'll probably just call MMH. You know him from Stoner Snakes, and last time he was here, we talked about Nightmares Unleashed, which is probably coming pretty soon. Yeah, these guys somehow came together to bring one of the craziest film ideas I've ever seen about a killer air fryer. Like, my favorite freaking appliance in my kitchen.
Is it?
I have to be afraid of it because of this movie. But these guys put their crazy brains together and came up with Air Fryer Slaughter, which they're here to tell us about. So before we dig too far into that, this is my first time talking with Matt Skinner. So Matt, you're one of the biggest supporters of indie horror. Every filmmaker that has a crowdfunding campaign going on, I see your name pop up, sharing it and contributing and getting involved and acting in the movies. And that's pretty cool, man. It's good on you. Kudos for supporting more than anybody I've ever seen. But I want to know, besides that, who are you? What's your background? What are you all about?
First of all, the first thing I'm going to say is about MMH. No, I don't know if people realize this. He's not in the air fryer cult. He's not. He doesn't have an air fryer. He doesn't use one.
Really?
He's making a movie about an appliance he doesn't use.
Yeah, I never owned one until we thought of it, and now there's five of them in my house. For the project. I mean, I've used one at my girlfriend's house, but at my house, we don't own one. We might own one from the project because I have five of them now, but really, I have never owned one myself personally.
For the love of God, save one of those air fryers and use it. They're so good. So anyway, I got mine in December, to tell you something about me besides supporting. And I'd resisted because I resisted Instapots, and that faded out and everyone forgot about them. So I thought the same thing would happen with air fryers, but it didn't. And then I tried it and I loved it and I got hooked. And so that became my obsession. Now we're making a movie about it.
You can make like everything but soup in a freaking air fryer. Like,
yeah,
crazy.
Exactly. I mean, I love ours. I don't use our microwave anymore. I don't use our toaster. It's fantastic. So I love indie horror and I love air fryers. So I wanted an air fryer horror movie. And that's what we're doing.
You said you just got the air fryer in December. And
yeah, I just got it in December.
Grow that fast. That's,
yeah. And
hell of an air fryer.
Yeah. We do everything in it. We do our steaks in it, everything. We stop using our grill.
I don't know about putting a steak in an air fryer.
It's good.
I've been a vegetarian for years, but I still wouldn't put a steak in
it. You don't have to sear it because the air fryer crisps everything on the outside. So it's like automatically seared and rare on the inside. It's amazing. It takes like 3 minutes for an inch and a half steak.
But does it take more than 3 minutes for an air fryer to consume a victim?
I guess that depends on how he's killing him. That would be MMH's.
It's gonna go a lot quicker at the cook time than in a real life, because I don't think we want to sit for 5-10 minutes for every kill. The movie's gonna be probably 3 hours long at this rate. We do it that way.
We could do five remotes for the time it takes to cook a steak.
Yeah, he has the superpower version of the cooking, so he's a lot quicker.
Yeah, and he's gonna cook some unusual things.
Have you tried to cook anything weird in it?
Movie. But...
I just meant like to come up with ideas for the movie. Working on
not in I particular. I mean, because I have so many. Yeah, because I have so many, I might try with like one of the prop dildos just to see what might happen without breaking anything, but like I have one here type of thing.
Okay.
So instead of my actual like penis being shown in the film, I'm just gonna probably show my ass really for one part, but I'm just gonna have this thing laying around, and then I have a decapitated one for the actual film when we have the when you see it wiggling in its mouth. And then I have the torn off ball appliance that will squirt blood from where the penis was cut off, and then there's just hairy balls underneath of it. And then we also have a torn vagina we're doing. We have two nipples and some other stuff coming up that me and Ron have been working on the kill list of how we're going to do everything.
My mother is not allowed to watch this movie. She's not old enough.
I would make my mom watch it. Be like, mom, watch
my
it.
Mom won't even watch Criminal Great Minds because it gives her nightmares.
Oh, yeah. My mom watches weird shit. She watches all that. Or she'll watch weird horror movies, or she'll sit here and watch like those crazy like Lifetime women get beaten by their husband and go on the run, and then he chases them around the country and beats them again, and like, you know, those crazy weird, she watches some odd shit like that, freaks me out, and I like,
she's gonna love ours then.
Yeah, she'll check it out
if she likes weird stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think it's gonna get much weirder than this. In the
heck, my family's gonna way. my family's in the some of my family members are in the movie acting wise, so I know they're going to be watching this after. But I know, like, when we did Easter Massacre, I get, like, whipped in a chair, and we really did the whippings, and my, like, penis gets chopped off and shoved in my throat, and I choke on the penis. My mom recorded that scene with my camera, and the first time we did it, there was just so much, she was laughing the whole time in the bloopers, and then the second time we did it full on, but I mean, she's done a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff for me also. And she's been on every film set from over 200 films. So really, she's seen everything that I've done already.
That's awesome.
She ever pitched in any crazy ideas and made anything better?
Not too. I know my dad throws some stuff out there too. My grandparents throw stuff out there. My cousins, uncle, and things like that. Everyone just like, because I know my little cousin came up with the killer poop idea. And then that's also in part two. Me and John are shooting the last thing, and then the post-production for that will be done also for YouTube. But like here and there, they'll be like changing stuff up. And like, for instance, my mom was my production manager for most part for like when I was younger. So she'd just see how much money we raised, and then she'd be the one to like how I spend it where type of thing now. Not to go over budget for anything.
All right.
We've been lucky on this game. It's gone really well.
Yeah.
Like a family affair. I like it. I like it. So how did you guys come together and make this happen? I know you mentioned you got obsessed with the air fryer. And then how did you
come together? Yeah, I booked it on Facebook that I was looking to, I wanted someone to make an air fryer, killer air fryer movie. And I said, if they did it, I'd help crowdfunding. Cause like you mentioned, I got a lot of experience with that. And I said, I'd help crowdfund, and it should be 60 to 75 minute feature. And whoever did it, I would get their name tattooed on my butt.
Now, is it going to be 60 to 70 minutes?
It was going to be 60, but with all the remote roles, it's going to be over 60. So we already reached that part of it. But like the one scene we're doing on the 24th this month, it's the script for that scene alone is 22 pages. And the way I edit, it's probably going to be around 20 to 30 minutes for that scene. And then we're doing the scene before that weekend, and we're doing the big cowboy gym scene with John Cataline the week after. I have another scene with stoners with the air fryer we're going to incorporate, just so I can incorporate Sunny J's coffee and things like in her lines. So I'm having like a bunch of having two stoners for that part. And then I may do another. Oh, my scene I have to write up. I have to shoot a date for with the penis kill, and that has two other kills. And then I might add another scene to get Heather an in-person role with
Oh, nice.
Like a thing where it's like a one-night stand thing, but like she's like in charge of the business, and she has like a younger girl who's like she's trying to get her to be, you know, to like do it. And the person who knocks at the door for sex is basically the air fryer in a sense. And she's like, what the fuck am I gonna do here? Like, how is this? And he's like the air fryer with his cord, have a like a bunch of cash in his cord that he just tosses at them, type of thing. I'm still working on that. Like, I haven't written that scene out yet. I haven't written up the stoner scene yet, but the other three that we're actually shooting already, they're already full out written. And Ron has like the kill list, so we know what we're doing for everything coming up.
Nice. And you start on the 16th, even. You have a weekend before that weekend.
Yeah, that's the one we're doing with my cousin and uncle. We're going up to Columbus. We're going to do the, it happens right after the Cowboy Jim scene. We're doing one of the people who got the create a kill perk. We're doing that for that one because we need someone who has a clean face. And then we're going to also bite off someone's nose in that scene and then just eat their face.
There's going to be lots of kills.
It sounds like it's going to be,
it's not going to be boring.
Messy, messy film.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's probably like 13 kills. Of course it might range. Obviously there's gonna be more than 10 because on the 24th, there's 7 kills right there. There's 3 on my shoot, 2 for my uncle and cousin. So that's 12. The stoners is 14.
You're giving away the whole movie here.
I'm just it's kills here and there.
Why I always just say people, over 10, and I never get into specifics.
People are gonna want to see it. They're just they're gonna be excited and on the edge of the seat waiting for the nose or the penis.
I can't believe, I've been so careful at all these podcasts not to give anything away. over 10, that's what I always say. And I don't, the only details I mentioned are the penis, because everyone knows about that.
But yeah, the penis. Always mention the penis.
Well, I'm sure they know about the vagina also has an Indiegogo perk too.
Yeah, true.
And then the nipples also. So like the main three like sexual ones, of course, are online, really.
Yeah, so people know about them.
Yeah, so
there's a vagina perk. How does that? How does that work?
So, I have a, you know, they've got like prosthetic arms and like prosthetic legs and stuff. Yeah. The guy who made the penis, he's made a bunch of body parts, and he also had like he made vaginas. So it's about like that big, but it also has like the skin. It's not just like the actual vagina part and the clit. It's actually a big piece of the skin with the vagina and clit inside, and then there's like a bunch of hair around it also. But it looks, and there's like a little tiny hole, like you could insert something, but there's no hole to actually fuck it. But it is like a very realistic looking vagina that we're gonna. I know it's so much detail all at once. I know. There's just so much detail.
Wait, so the perk, is somebody gonna like get the vagina?
Yeah, you get the vagina we used in the film. Yeah.
Just having a bloody chewed up vagina in like a shadow box on your wall. That's like awesome.
Bathtub Shark Attack actually had a prop vagina too. I've actually seen a prop vagina in action. Except that one gave birth.
Yeah, the first time we had an idea for a vagina thing is we were going to buy it like a regular fleshlight. It's not for this project. We were thinking for another thing where we see like demon claws come out of the vagina and it rips her open from that side.
Nice.
That's what we were going to do when we did like, we had like a Nightmare Valley film. My second company we were aiming to do with like all more like extreme horror type of shit, which was like the main one we were going to do for that. And we aimed to have like a porn star attached to that project. But when so much other stuff happened, it just got pushed down lower and lower to work on other stuff instead.
Right, the air fryer will be equally as satisfying as any porn star.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited.
One thing I say in every podcast is to people, check out MMH's 2023 production reel. It's on, you can find it on YouTube, but it's also on our campaign page. That's the easiest way. It's right in the top of the summary. It's about, it's just over 2 minutes, and it's worth your time. It's it shows the campy kind of trauma-esque special effects he does, the awesome practical effects. And it's, this movie is going to be all practical effects, and it's going to be very trauma-esque. So it's exactly what you need for an Airfryer movie. That demo reel is like, wow, this is exactly what you want for a killer Airfryer movie. This is exactly the right amount of gore and blood and ridiculousness. So I encourage everyone to check it out. He's perfect for this. We couldn't have gotten a better director for this project.
Thank you. And then for like, we have to do practical also. Like if we did visual effects, we actually can't. Because with the camera we're using, when we have a VHS camcorder, which then we put on a VCR to export to a DVD, and then when we'll edit extra stuff into post after, in Premiere Pro after. But adding visual effects that look newer versus the camera quality of the original camera, it would be so off-putting that we can't even have fun with the visual effects for this one. Even though I wouldn't want to, but even in general, I've done one before with a bowling ball coming to life. We shot with the camera, and I put on like eyeballs that would open and close on the in visual effects. So we added the clip, and I just lowered opacity a little bit. But for this one, we just have the air fryer's eyes are glowing red. He has teeth, so we're gonna show the teeth ejecting and retracting into the mouth, which is gonna be practical.
And they look awesome.
Yeah, and we're only going to show that happen once in the film because we don't want to show the teeth retracting after every kill because it's just going to be a long process to show it multiple times. So around the second or third kill, we see how he's been killing people type of thing with the teeth coming down. It's just easier to show it and then people saying, how's the air fryer eating people? He has no teeth, which is why for one part, we're actually going to show the teeth and stuff growing into his mouth and stuff.
It's going to be awesome. The air fryer looks awesome.
Yeah, I think you showed it in a video recently.
Yeah, in our new video. And then on March 3rd or March 4th, I got to check which one of the two, but there'll be a little teaser trailer coming out just for another advertisement for the air fryer type of project.
Okay. You mentioned the vagina perk and stuff. What are some of the other fun favorite perks that are in the campaign?
We did have one that we used before in our Krampus project that I did just hide recently just because we're shooting soon. But again, if someone is interested in this, I can also reopen it for a later shoot, later scene we haven't planned yet. But it's send us a logo, send us your picture or your company or anything, and we'll put it on a beer bottle that the cast drink. And then every time we show that beer bottle in any of my other projects, you get a special thanks credit for life every time we use it. And then we also send them the beer bottle, three beer bottles they can keep. And then we have I just uploaded screen use hatchet from the film. We're going to have screen use lingerie and clothes. After we do some shooting we're doing a shower scene. So we're going to have some of the clothes for sale.
The lingerie and clothes is all the stuff Matthew wears.
Yeah. not this time. Yeah, so as soon as things keep shooting, I'm gonna upload more screen use perks available. Just because I don't know what we'll add before shooting or after, and then I'll just look through everything and see what people might be interested in getting. Something cooler. I don't wanna be here's a screen use pencil someone wrote with or something like that. I wanna be something really sweet that has a cool segment and scene.
Prosthetic vagina.
Yeah, and then we have an air fryer. Yeah, we do have an air fryer where you can actually get the air fryer monster sent to you also. And that's limited also on the campaign. We're still waiting for someone to pick that one up. But we'll send you the air fryer monsterized version of it with the glowing eyes, the teeth and everything, some blood on it. One that's used in the film, we'll just package it up and send it off to you. Of course, we still have our EP credit, AP credit for both, because the Air Fryer Slaughter, while you're not just supporting one project, you actually get credit on two projects at the same time. So we have Air Fryer Slaughter, which is like the big main honcho, and then also Everyone for Fun gets a thanks credit, or AP or E, or executive producer credit for Pool Shark Toy Frenzy, which is this little toy pool shark coming to life that's also killing people in like a short. So it's like MMH's first full-out shark film also, to add to like the collection of things we've done. And then that one also has Lloyd Kaufman as the voice of the actual shark. And we're actually selling the shark pool toys from the film on Indiegogo also for like $50 for those.
Which is cheap.
Yeah, so it's basically like you're owning Lloyd Kaufman in a sense too, though, because he's the voice of it. So like even if you're watching the film, you could play along with it while he's talking while watching for that one. But yeah, other stuff such like normal credits. I'm trying to figure out some more of the ad to get people involved more. Just stuff that people are like interested. And we have the air fryer toy coming out also. We did it for Nightmares Unleashed as a TV. I did hear back from them that their first time they printed out, like the toy didn't look right. So they actually want to redo it and paint it themselves in more detailed. They said it's going to take longer, but I told them I'd rather have it look cooler and better quality than just rush it real quick. Just the way it's worth people's money to get that. And we have that for $20 signed by me, or the 25 deal, which I'll get 5 random cast members to sign the toy also. Just a random 5 for every order. So it's going to be different every time.
Our perks are some of the cheapest out there, too. They're inexpensive. They're really affordable. Matthew prices them really low. So get in there and get some perks.
Yeah, I like making them lower, because the lower you... I don't want to go too low, but I like staying low. That way more people can be involved. And then more people can also like donate and give support, because the cheaper I make stuff, hopefully that means more people will help out and donate than saying some projects are like $30 for a thank you credit versus us, that's like $10. And then you have other people who are like, here's be in the film for like $300, $400, $500 to come out and act in our film when we did it for like $75 to $50. Yeah. So I just try to make everything cheaper than you see on other projects where it's like, fly yourself out, get your own hotel, and then you also got to pay $500 to $1,000 to be in the film. Or it's like other films that I've done in the past, like on YouTube, I even have it where you can just be in the projects for free, just so more people are involved. Like we did for Virus. We did it for the Croutons film, and then the Slaughter S'mores, where people could just say, I want to be a voice, and I made them a s'more and things like that. So sometimes we'll even throw out like another short I might do. It'll be like, send your voices in, and you'll be in this film. So I just tried making it more open to everyone in the community also. So we do like those fun side projects for people can send it for free. That way they can at least say, hey, I'm in a movie. Here's my credit. I just like offering some stuff for free to people also like that.
I think we talked about that before when you were on about stuff like that. When people feel like they're part of something, they're more inclined to promote the shit out of it.
We went over 100 backers today too. Like we started the day in the high 90s, but we're at 101 backers now. So it works. A lot of people want to be involved.
Awesome. So let's talk about people being involved. Who are some of the cast? I know you're excited to talk about that, Matt.
We have an amazing cast. Someone, Brian, recently said it was the best cast of any film ever assembled. I call it the Avengers of indie horror. And we're working off the list, the famous list, too.
What's the famous list for people listening that don't know about
this? So it's list. A drinking game of 10 indie actors and actresses who appear in a lot of movies because they're awesome actors and actresses. They're talented and they're sought out. And so the game is every time you see one of them in a movie, you drink. And if you watch a lot of horror movies like I do, indie horror, they show up all the time. There's always one or the other of them, sometimes three or four. So Camp Bloodhead 6 and six people from the list were in Camp Blood. Now we're up to 9. And that's a new announcement because up until now it was 8, but we have 9 of 10 now. We only have, there's only one we don't have.
Who's the one that you don't
have? Jamie Morgan, who I love the most of all. I'm a big fan. I'm reaching out to her.
Yeah, Matt, you can go through the list names and like our special guest appearances also.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the list there in front of you. I know it's a big list.
All right, yeah, I think I know it off my heart. It's Jamie and Jeff Kirkendall and Tim Hatch. Those are the Plonia guys. Then it's Jessa Flux, Heather Harlow, Clint Beaver, Rudy Ledbetter. Oh, I should have looked at the list.
Mel Heffler. Morgan. Mel Heffler.
Huh?
Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan. She changed her last name. I had to ask her how to pronounce it.
Angel Bradford.
Oh, man. Like, what a list. That's like, so we did marathons. Every time we've announced a new big name, we've done a marathon. So we did like half a dozen, maybe a little more for Heather. And then we watched 12 Jessa Flux movies. And then we watched 29 of Mel's movies. And I also found 29 of Tim's. They've been in way more than that, but that's how many I can find streaming or I have on DVD. And so we got a new guy now. This is a special guest, Joel Weinkoop. So excited. He's going to be angry and he's going to be screaming like he does. That's another drinking game right there, just on his own. And I'm super excited about that. Yeah, just so many legends are attached to it. It's crazy. And he's got like 200 movies, including the ones that are coming up. So I don't know how long his marathon's going to take. Just trying to find them all on streaming is going to be a big job.
And then, of course, we got coming back for like third, fourth project. Lloyd Kaufman's doing a few scenes for the project. And then we have a lot of like returning cast from MMH in general. So like Ian Arnold, who is like the Green Witch in Nightmares and my sound guy. Katie Thatcher from Nightmares. Angel Reed, who's been in a lot of our past projects, like Danny Hall, the Killer Crab Elf. Bedbugs and some others. Jason Poljak, who is new to the scene also. His first time with us was Nightmares Unleashed also and in Dragula. Luke Azevedo, his first film was in Dragula, and so he's coming back for his second film and overall with us. Ed Haynes is in our project, who's been in a lot of stuff. Riley Way Chase is also in the project. Nick and Sean Lucat, my family. Troy Nick Hall, who's a big indie fan and indie wrestler supporter. He was also in Nightmares. And then, of course, John Cataline, who's been in the most projects out of all the names for MMH, at least, for how much Cowboy we hook up Jim. With everything. Cowboy Jim's making his another appearance.
I love that character.
And when we shoot his scene, we're actually shooting like 4 other film projects at the same time in one day.
Really?
We're going to have a busy time together. Yeah, we're doing... All but one. Yeah, we're doing the Air Fryer Slaughter Cowboy Jim. We're doing a Cowboy Jim children's television series. So we're going to do like 3 episodes of that. And then we're also going to do his scene in Killer Poop 2. So we're going to work everything out in one date. So we're going to be keeping it busy. And then we got like Claire Bacon as Slutty the Clown doing an appearance also. We have a lot of names.
A lot. Claire's awesome. And if you haven't seen Slutty the Clown, it's still on Troma now, but it's at the back end of Grindsploitation 10. That's like a 3.5-hour anthology, but the last hour is Claire Bacon as Slutty the Clown. So I encourage everyone to check it out because then you're going to want to see her in Air Fryer.
No, right on. What about yourself? You gotta hype yourself up. You're kind of a legend in the indie scene just by the support and everything you give everybody. But you're going to be a you're playing a big role in this movie.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I've done small roles in movies. Waspzilla had a little more lines than usual, but I'm really excited, and it's something that I'm passionate about, air fryers. So that makes it even more exciting. Plus, I love Matthew's work and his special effects, so it's really great. I'm really excited. I'm really can't wait. The script's awesome. Yeah. Like every time he shows me the script, it's hilarious. It's gonna be really funny. Like it's not gonna just be gory and bloody. It's gonna be really funny. So
yeah, Matt's getting the script in little pieces as we get, you know, as it's being worked out, things like that. Like I wanted to send him the things that are complete that we're shooting. The overall script without the three things I'm adding is like 40 pages already, so it's gonna be a fun time editing the project. But with everything going on, it might take about a month or a little bit longer, just because of how much working through all the remote footage roles and the voice lines, getting everything in on time. Also, I got to make sure everyone sends in their voice lines by a deadline, just so I have everything coming in. And then again, like all the remote roles, I got to make sure everyone sends their stuff in, not like 3 months past I'm already done filming, because I'm just waiting for one person now, which is how it is for like Killer Poop 2 and 3. I got like two people who still haven't sent in their footage for the project. Oh, and it's God. Like a main part, which is why another reason it keeps getting pushed back more and more.
Just call me, man. They don't show up. Just call me.
I mean, it sucks because it's like people who pay to be in the film too. And I like them. I've already hounded them. And like, even our bigs, I got, I don't know how much I can say this, but I even got screwed out of like $350 for one of our big names who never sent in her voice lines. And I even emailed her again asking for the voice lines, and she's never responded back. So I was already out $350 for that film. And then that's also like when the hard drive died. So that was another like $1,000 out the window from the funding to get all the footage back. But we were really pumped up to get the one of the actresses from Killjoy series, but she never sent her lines, and we still haven't heard back from her since she got paid. Who's going to be like a lead poop monster also in part 3. So I don't know what to do with that one, but overall, it's just make sure everyone sends their stuff in on time for air fryer slaughter. And if not, I'm just going to get Matt Skinner on them to send it in quicker.
Yeah, exactly.
Be like a bouncer. Get on him.
Just sick mad on him. Yeah.
He wants this movie done. Come on, he wants this movie complete. Send it in.
I want to see this thing, man. I want to see it. I got the tattoo. Let's go.
Yeah.
And now
Poltergeist happened now. Yeah. Getting you can't delay. You got a tattoo.
Someone else is getting a tattoo now.
Did you finally hit that goal? Somebody else is getting
a tattoo? Yeah, someone's getting another one. And then just because everyone's doing the tattoo stuff, and we have some other supporters who don't get tattoos, I actually have 700 temporary tattoos coming in of the air fryer, so everyone can have the air fryer temporary tattooed on their arm and things. It's the poster design of the air fryer with the hand in the mouth. So once that comes in, people can actually have that as like temporary tattoos and stuff walking around with that.
So I was chatting with Matt about a week ago. I was like, that would be a cool perk if you guys had temporary tattoos made and you guys are already on it.
Yeah, we're going to do we got the temporary tattoos coming in. I have stickers coming in, wristbands coming in. I'm going to make an announcement later on to see like plastic cups with the air fryer on it and stuff like that, like drinking cups, to see if people be interested in getting some of those. Like if you donate this much amount, you get a free cup in your bundle as well. But it's just going through what I can actually create that people would be like really down for, like a beer koozie maybe, or things like that.
Like an air fryer cookbook with recipes for your air fryer.
Or I get like hair nets, and I package little hair nets in everyone's package too, and stuff like that. Something funny, little things like that. Maybe a bunch of little fingers. Everyone can get a finger and things like that. I'm still deciding what I'll do for like extra merch stuff, but for sure the buttons. I might do buttons, but for sure the stickers, tattoos, wristbands, and some other stuff everyone will get who donates like a DVD or higher type of thing. We have to send something to get stuff in their packages. You just get more the more you donate, really.
It's crazy to think, but we still have 26 days on the campaign. You're going to have most of the film like filmed before a campaign ends.
which I hope is good too, because then we'll actually get more people eyes on it also. Like, people will be like, so the way like how most campaign, like how most stuff is, we're not even done with the campaign yet, and people are going to see like, hey, we're already filming. Like, this film's going to be made. We're not just going to hold on to all the money forever either. Yep. As bad as it's happened in our projects in the past, like our Krampus 5 film, it was on Kickstarter for like 2 years, but we had like a death in the cast, just stuff kept getting pushed back, and you get people like emailing you like, hey, I need my stuff, when's it coming in? I have to keep explaining it to them, but I'm actually one person who's able to say it's been 2 years, but at least it's finally done on DVD. It's just there's so much stuff that comes up in people's lives, that stuff's going on too. It just takes some time for some stuff, but I just want to make sure people know, like, everything we do, I do complete it 100% also, though.
And it sounds like you stay in contact with people. You keep people in the loop. You're posting about things.
Yeah, try to most I can.
Well, you got Matt promoting the shit out of it, so people ain't
gonna. Oh, yeah, air fryer. We'll be set for air fryer. That's good.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be mostly done before the campaign's done. It's crazy.
So you might even be able to share a teaser before the campaign even ends if all goes well.
Most likely, yeah. It might just be like the teaser of like, say, like the four scenes we actually had filmed already. It just takes longer with, like, if I was shooting on like my Canon or Blackmagic, I get a teaser trailer done in like after we shot the, like, if we were to shoot, like, say, next weekend, I shot on my Canon, I could upload BTS photos and stills that same week. Whereas, because it's like I got to convert everything, it's just going to take a little bit longer for things like that. But yeah, like, if I can get like the 3 weekends, take a little break to do like a really short teaser, maybe show a killer or two, very quick glimpse, it could be like I could do like a teaser trailer one, teaser trailer two, and three and four, like that type of thing. Just a variety of stuff, but just to make sure people are still like excited for the full project.
Yeah. That's the other thing. With this speed, it's easier to keep people excited. Because sometimes everyone's excited during the campaign, and then a year later, they're less excited, you know?
Yeah, and then like, of course, for this one, like, when it's like fully complete, I'm going to send it to a festival or two, like 2, 3, 4 festivals. Everyone who donated is going to get like a private link where you have to have a password to watch it type of thing for like the cast and crew really only. Then supporters will get a little private link. After the DVDs are made, then I'll just upload it to YouTube also for everyone to watch out. And then with YouTube, I'll also upload to Troma Now, send that in, because we have stuff on Troma Now that's also on YouTube. So we're not really too, like, worried. Like, Danny Hall's on both of them. So just to get it more out there on eyes, really, is what we're trying to do for Air Fryer. And then, like, the Pool Shark short film, that's going to be shot on, like, regular Canon. So, because I can make water shots, put in the water, do some water stuff. And that will just go on YouTube when we're done filming that one, really.
So
I really hope Air Fryer ends up on Troma Now.
You were kind of promoting the Pool Shark toy and air fryer together, like in the campaign. Do they tie together in any way, or they just happen to be what?
It's just a way to get like people donate to this one big film, and then like my other projects, I try to put like a little thing attached to it, so they're like, hey, for this good price, I get 2 IMDb credits. Instead of just for one credit, just to get more people involved. The only thing that's fully connected to the two is that Lloyd Kaufman is in has segments in both of them. One, he's a shark, and one, he's a news reporter. And then also, like, that one's going to be the Pool Shark one's going to be more like the lead actors are going to be like children dying also for that one. versus Air Fryer's all 18 and older cast. The Pool Shark's going to be more like, here's a kid in the shark. Now the kid's going to die type of thing.
Okay. I almost said I could get behind that, but I probably shouldn't say something like that. But not kids dying, but it's entertainment. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
So what is the expected, realistically, the expected release for the movie? What are you shooting for?
Summer, because yeah. I know Oddmall's in like, I think Oddmall comes in August. And I want to make sure I have DVDs and merch for that event. Because I know like Jessa Flux is going to be at Grossfest also, so I can get her to sign my personal poster and have her sign Matt's poster personally before I ship that off to him. See who else is going, but I really want to get Air Fryer done so I can have Air Fryer merch in the movie selling at Grossfest. Because I know like Madeline Deering goes to the Grossfest also. Her and Brutus went to the last one, so maybe I can get them to sign the poster also for Matt. And see who else is there that shows up and be like, here's Matt Skinner's poster, you know, sign it to Matt, and then here's just mine. I'm going to hang on my wall with my other posters of my films.
Okay.
Yeah, get Maddie and Brutus on there. Woo! Grossfest looks awesome. I love those Pittsburgh guys.
Are most of the actors on the famous list, are they mostly doing remote stuff, or any of them coming and going to be on set?
That's a little mystery secret for people to find out what's going to happen with those names.
There's some secrets, then. You didn't give everything away.
Yeah, we like to keep a little bit of secret sheet just to see what people, just to see how people, how they show up in the project, too. You know, we want to keep people on their feet, like, oh, where are they going to be at, type of thing. Can't wait to see them in the film. So, like, even if we, like, have one of them in person, we're not going to, like, show too much BTS of them in person also, just to keep more people on their feet in suspense. We might share a screen grab of them, but that might be it. Probably we'll share a screen grab of them in the film, but we won't tell them where exactly at and things.
Okay.
Like a Where's Waldo thing. Let me try to find all these. let me make a list and cross them out when I find them.
A list of 10 names. we've got a list, but we're only at 9 names.
That should be a little piece of merch, like a bingo card or something.
Well, Matthew made up a shirt.
Yeah, we did do a shirt with like the 10 names on a list type of thing as a little joke I made. I didn't like fully upload it because what, like maybe like 10 to 15 people might buy the shirt, but then you also got to think, like, would the people allow me to
list and then, yeah.
Yeah, but then I was going to be like, are they going to let me sell that with their name attached on a shirt also? Like, because if they're not, because I mean, like, each shirt, like on TeePublic, I make $2 per shirt. And if someone's like, I want some of that profit, then I'm splitting it, what, everyone gets like a quarter or less type of thing. It's just working like that. Yeah, and then like we uploaded like a Cowboy Jim shirt with him next to Beyonce. And TeePublic already messaged me today to take it down.
I told you.
So I might make one and just print it out myself on a different site for like me or John or some, for just John, and just print it out and give it to him as a joke so he can wear it.
Yeah, just like your cast and crew special.
We can talk to the people that we've signed on the list, and I'm sure they would. I mean, they're all gung ho for it, right? They all want a shirt.
So. Yeah, we can just put like the ones who we don't get on the list, we can leave that blank. Or for like, say we have 9 out of 10 people, I can throw like Lloyd Kaufman on the list on the bottom just because he appears in almost every indie film also, and just throw him out there.
Yeah, he's been in like 400 movies, so he's the king of the list.
So yeah, just, you know, and if like 2 people don't want to do it,
name
then I'll
the
just
list
like
after him.
Shorten it.
Like, this is the Kaufman list.
The indie list.
Yeah.
It's just the list capitalized.
So is there anything else you guys want to add about the campaign and the movie? And
after the initial run is complete, the campaign will go in demand also. So if people also want to get like their DVDs and other things that come out. Of course, once the film is complete, we're going to probably get rid of like the AP and EP credit stuff, like all the things that are like involved that I have to re-edit the film for. And just leave it for people who can get DVDs, get their toys, shirts, things like that that I can still ship out. And then we're going to be announcing another like update thing eventually about what happens if we get to 5K and things like that. So just make sure to be on the lookout for that.
What about you, Matt? Anything else you want to add?
No, just a reminder to check out that demo reel so you can see Matthew's work. Check out his YouTube channel, MMH Productions. And he's got 10 videos on Troma now. So check those out. Just see his work, because then you're going to want to see our movie.
Yeah, we have 10 on Troma now, and I got to email him again because I'm going to get like 10 more of my projects on there and send it to him, see if they'll approve the other 10. And I can have like 20 of my films on Troma now and be like, go to YouTube. Or if you want to see the films that aren't on YouTube, that's on Troma now. All the ones on DVD usually go to Troma now. Just because I should post one or two more on YouTube, but really all the films that are on DVD and film festivals go to streaming or on DVD only.
Okay, well, Matthew Mark Hunter and Matt Skinner, it's cool chatting with you guys.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you again.
Of course, anytime. You guys are always welcome here. You know,
and we're going to mention the podcast in the credits of the in the end credits of the movie.
Yeah, same way we did Nightmares. Every podcast who's had us on is going to get the thank you credit.
How many did we end up getting you on for that?
Nightmares was probably like six, maybe 7 to 8 for Nightmares, really.
You must have contacted so many people with that.
I've done that many already.
I think that was a. I think we timed that one a little early.
Yeah, here and there. And that one,
timing of it.
Yeah, that one wasn't a great launch, even though that one probably was like, it cost me like 5K out of my own money to make it. Oh. And I'm still working on all that stuff.
I will just say thank you to all our supporters. Like, we really appreciate all the support.
It's really going to be used well. We're really, like, donations, and then, like, of course, when we do like stuff with Ron George and blood, we can do like, instead of saying here's one tube, well, now we can buy more blood. So let's just shoot two tubes and just go over the top of the blood. Who cares? Let's just go blood crazy and make it really gory. That's why we keep adding extra kills. And like, we're trying to amp up the kills. So like, I have my list, and I say, just tell me what we need to get, what I need to buy. And we'll just work on making the things as cool as we can. Practical.
That's where it's at, man. We want to see lots of blood and gore and some air fryer violence.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to put the link up to the campaign, of course, like I always do. And let's try to push some more people over there, get more people involved.
Can you put a link to the demo reel, too?
Look at his demo reel, for sure. It's on the campaign. And or if he wants to send me a link, I'll post a link in the episode notes, too, so people can go right to it.
For sure. Because I know I sent you the air fryer Facebook in the Indiegogo campaign on the press release type of thing I sent you. Also had them on there, too.
Yeah, yep. Got all the info. I'll dig it up. Just send me the real stuff and we'll make sure people see it. And that's counting down the days till we see, like I said, that air fryer violence.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of like 9 days away.
All right. Well, guys, thank you. Let's, like I said, let's do this again. We'll be in touch.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm Mr. Lobo of Cinema Insomnia, and you're listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. Or are you?
And we are back. Hope you guys enjoyed that chat. So,
they better have.
I sure hope so. They better have. Thank you guys for sticking with us all this time. 138 episodes. We appreciate you.
Before we get too far away from it, I do thank Matthew and Matt for coming on the show. But what did you guys think of the idea of us, you know, being able to take that week off and running an older interview? that we thought was good that, you know, new listeners might not have heard, or you might have heard, and it was nice to go back and hear that and hear how we've evolved as well. Would you guys be open to us doing stuff like that every once in a while? Because sometimes we do need a little break. I mean, if you guys are being into stuff like that, we could probably put out more episodes, to be honest. Maybe. I don't know. But just send us your thoughts. He told you where we're at on social media. He's CryptoZoo88. I'm the Steve Strout. Or you can hit us on the Facebook group. Tell us what you think about that idea. And also, while you're chatting to us, tell us what you think of trivia coming back. Because we were doing that for a while, then we kind of stopped. I don't know why we stopped.
I don't know.
It just stopped. But
yeah.
I think stuff got hectic and we just stopped. Maybe it was like Halloween.
You know what we also kind of stopped suggesting was the idea of leaving reviews. So if you guys haven't done that yet, we thank you in advance if you decide to head over to your favorite app that you use for podcasts, whichever one allows you to leave a review. And if you want to head over to our page and write something, we appreciate it. We might even read it on the show one day. Helps us stand out. You know, there's so many shows to listen to. So if you guys are choosing to rock with us, we thank you. But we need all the help we can get to spread the word, spread our gospel.
Thanks again to Expedition Roasters and Galactic Druid Treats for coming through with the fucking goodies. We always appreciate that stuff and enjoy it immensely.
Yeah, go check out, I mean, you can go to galacticdruidtreats.com, but also just go to Instagram, look them up there, and you can see, like, straight, you know, great shots.
Pictures and stuff.
Pictures of, like, what all this stuff looks like, because I bet you're going to be intrigued enough when you just see a picture.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, of, like, these brown moon rock looking things. Like, what are those? Those are reasons? I got to try them that way.
They're trying to sell me turds. Like, nope, it's a blown up
freeze-dried turds. Reason.
Yeah. Another thing we've been talking about on here is the Rondo Awards. It's award season in the entertainment world, and the Rondo Awards is a big part of it. It's the 22nd Rondo Awards. If you hear this before February 23rd, that's the deadline to email and suggest nominees. So if you'd like to suggest your third favorite podcast, just email taraco@aol.com. Let them know your favorite podcast or your favorite books from the past year in the horror genre, favorite movies, favorite indie stuff,
favorite actors,
favorite interviews, all that stuff. Or go to rondoaward.com. And look at like one of the past ballots and see some of the categories we vote on. It's pretty prestigious to in the horror genre. So anything produced in 2023, hit them up. Let them know what you thought was the best. You got till Friday, February 23rd, because the ballot will be released a couple days later. So hopefully we get on there again this year. We're 2-time nominated. Let's go and make some fucking noise this year.
Yeah, and even being nominated twice is great. You know, we'd like to at least be nominated a third time.
Yeah, third time's a charm.
Yeah.
Or something. Probably not for us, but. So, we got all the treats and guests and
all the main business out the way.
What have you been doing? What have you been watching? Have you watched anything interesting lately?
Really haven't been watching much for horror, at least. Been watching comedy. Watched
what have you watched?
Taylor Tomlinson's new special on Netflix. I like her comedy.
So you haven't been watching horror? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I haven't been watching a whole lot of horror lately. I mean, I already mentioned a while ago that we've been watching The Strain again. So yeah,
that was a good series.
Going through that.
What I watched.
Slowly but surely getting through that again. No, I haven't been watching a lot of horror.
Is there anything you're excited for that's coming?
Yeah, definitely. Chucky Part 2 of Season 3 was just announced, and it was supposed to be coming out. Well,
it's in April,
It was estimated for May, is what people were saying. Like, the rumor was May. Yeah, they bumped it up to April. Yeah.
So, I get this little text. I signed up for, like, a text thing. So I get these little weird texts. Oh, Chucky, yeah. Talking shit like
that one bitch. Between Chucky and Devin Sawa.
I don't know. I don't really look. I just saw something quickly about like a surprise bitch or something. I don't remember.
Well, there was one that was like a text thread between the two of them. I think it was supposed to be between Chucky and Devin Sawa. And I think Devin commented to him. He's like, hey, fuckface, when are we coming back on TV or whatever? Something like that. And Chucky was like, who is this? And then he told him, he's like, oh, I thought I blocked this number. And he's like, ah, anyways, we're back on.
Wait, so he didn't die?
Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, so he's dying.
Well, he... I thought have he you got watched, killed. Have you watched all the seasons?
Apparently, I haven't watched all the... Maybe I'm still on season two.
Devin Sawa's played like four characters.
Okay, I just remember last thing I remember, like, the kid, like, beating him and... something.
Yeah, he played twins in the first season, and then the last season.
Is he like a shitty dad or something?
Yeah, and then the last season, I don't recall who he was, but he died. Oh, he was in. Was he in the church? That's right. He was like Father something. You know, one of the priests or whatever, and he died because Chucky possessed him,
okay,
took over his body, and then just like made him explode.
Huh.
And then now in this season, he's back as the president. Yeah, I kind of like that they're bringing him back each time. Yeah, it's kind of cool funny.
Come up something different.
Yeah, and I think one of the seasons they even made a joke with Chucky where he was like, "That guy looks familiar."
It's like so absurd, but like I think Chucky's. Child's Play is the only franchise you can get away with because the whole idea of it's already absurd and weird.
Over the
that
top.
You could get away with doing weird, dumb shit like that. Like,
and where it can still be somewhat successful because the other end
people,
of that...
People that enjoy it and are fans of it expect that. So right. It's not gonna, you know, scare them off. Well, I could be like, oh, this got really dumb. It's like, no, it was already kind of dumb. But it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, my comparison to that, to Chucky, you know, and the more ridiculous it is, people kind of roll with it, is Leprechaun.
Yeah, it's another character that if it just started being just straight, you know, and it started playing more straight, people would probably be like, this is
I don't know, it seemed dumb. Like some people were like, oh, he went to space, and then it got too stupid or weird.
It was
like,
already stupid.
Like it was weird and stupid from the beginning.
Yeah, that's the appeal of it.
Yeah.
The same thing with Chucky. Like, after the first movie, it just got... Like, the first movie was like, damn, this is creepy.
Yeah.
It was a creepy doll, but then it got, like, kind of more humorous. But people accepted it, and now people expect it.
Yeah, yeah. We expect it to be wild. It's coming back April 10th on Sci-Fi and Peacock. And I believe they're doing something different with this season. I think they did it with the first half. We watch so much these days, it's hard to recall if they did this or not. But I believe, like, once it's out, it's actually on that streaming app. So it's on Peacock, like, that night.
Oh, so they're not going to make you wait till the next day this time?
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing.
Didn't they do that before?
Not with the first two seasons. First two seasons, you had to wait till the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that is coming back a little sooner than expected.
Good.
Originally, the rumor was May, maybe even October, because that would make sense. But yeah, we're getting it April 10th, so that'd be cool. We'll see where it goes. There's been a rumor floating around that they might be taking the character off of TV and putting him back on the big screen.
Chucky.
Mm-hmm. There's that rumor. There's also a rumor about him maybe going to space. I think they're just trying to see how wild they can take it now. Which, I'm not one of those fans that really wants them to, you know, just go as wild as you can.
I think if they want to go really wild, they should have him, like, cross over with another. Like, imagine him, like, him with pairing him with, like, Jason or Michael Myers, just like being a little pain in the ass, and mm-hmm. those guys just getting annoying, and you can actually give them a little bit of like physical like emotion, just like slumping, like fuck this guy, you know what I mean, just getting like annoyed, like show that they're physically annoyed.
If you really want to annoy him, you get that dude from shit, what's that anthology movie with the little voodoo doll with the spear?
Oh, the older
screams all nonstop, and the lady like took the doll and threw it in a thing of acid, and it was still alive. Right. Fuck, what is that? It's like Anthology of Terror or something like that.
Oh, that older, it's like old. Yeah, yeah. What the fuck is it called?
My cousin and I, we were flipping channels at our grandma's house when we were kids, and we stumbled upon that. And we were just laughing. We're like, "What the fuck is this?" But that's the scene that we happened to find.
Right.
It's when she's just running through, I think it was her hotel or her apartment complex.
Yeah.
And this little thing was just chasing her, and it was like kind of a point of view shot, so the camera's all shaky, running around low.
Right. I don't know. I like to.
I think that would, thing. You really want to annoy him, you get that thing.
I think it would be funny just Chucky just talking shit to him, because he could, you know, he could talk shit and be like the mouthpiece for them. And, you know, be like, hey, my fucking buddy's going to fuck you up now.
Right.
Hey, you fucked up now, bitch. And like, get him, Jason. You know what I mean? Just dumb shit like that. It would be stupid, but it would be, it would be funny.
The brain and
you're
the
brawn. Talking a trilogy of terror.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, no, I couldn't think about it. I just fucking watched it recently because I just always thought the fucking lady in it that played in like all the stories was really good. What the hell was her name? Now I'm looking it up. Karen Black played, and she was just so good in all of it.
We were probably 13, and we stumbled upon that. And we're like, what the fuck is this?
That was directed by Dan Curtis, who's the guy who created Dark Shadows.
Oh, cool. I don't know
if you knew that.
No. Yeah. The more you know.
Svengoolie showed that a few months ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Things we're looking forward to seeing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we covered Chucky. There's a 13 Ghosts TV show that's being worked on. I really can't tell you anything else besides that.
I just heard that was happening.
It's in the works. Same thing with the next one. Supposedly Tim Burton wants to remake Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
Yeah, you know, somebody else was working on that, like an indie filmmaker.
Yeah.
And, of course, Tim Burton will beat you to the punch and do it, which sucks because I would have liked to have seen the indie person do their homage to it rather than... But, you know... Tim Burton will do it, and he'll make a bunch of money off it, where even if the indie creator still makes it, people aren't even going to notice it.
Yeah.
Even though they'll probably make a more true-to-it movie, Tim Burton will just make a big, like, Tim Burton-y, colorful... Like, I love Tim Burton stuff, but... You know what I mean? Like, just his style. You'll forget that it is, like, either a remake or a sequel to this other movie, you'll just see it and be like, oh, it's a Tim Burton movie. You forget that it's something else.
You know what's funny is that that
the idea of Chucky being Michael Myers' sidekick, that's funny.
It is funny, yeah. I was thinking about that Wizard of Oz film. So there's that new one called Wicked. That like an actual movie
based on the musical.
Based on the musical that's coming out.
Yeah.
And then just had me thinking about the other ones.
I actually want to see that.
I like one that kind of flopped in theaters. I really enjoyed Oz the Great and Powerful. And it's a Sam Raimi film,
right?
But it kind of looks more like it could be a Tim Burton project.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But I think that was probably made to look like intentionally look like it, because when that came out, like, Tim Burton was hot, if I remember right.
Didn't that come out like 2013 or something like that? Like early?
Maybe. Was that like the miniseries?
No, it was a movie. Like James Franco played.
James Franco, yeah.
He played the wizard.
At that point, like, Tim Burton movies were popular still, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was like, let's make it look like a Tim Burton movie so that way people come see it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. You need to watch the what is it, Return to Oz?
Oh, yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I rented that from Movies Plus here in town when I was a kid.
That had a creepiness to it.
Yeah. The little girl was played by Fairuza Balk from The Craft and The Waterboy.
Yep.
And yeah, that one was cool. For any of you guys that don't know about that one,
she showed me her boobies and I like them too.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Adam Sandler. He actually, I was watching the People's Choice Awards and they gave him like an icon award. And it was funny because he came out and he was like, I was driving when my agent called me and was like, you know, you won this award, and he's like, it was for this, but what I heard was you won the People's Sexiest Man Alive Award, so I wrote my speech to thank you for that, so I'm just going to read that. And he just goes off just talking about, like, just a bunch of funny. I want to find the interview, the acceptance speech online somewhere, and I'll send it to you, but it's funny. If you guys are listening to this, see if you could find the People's Choice Adam Sandler icon acceptance speech. It was pretty funny. Like, you're just talking about his skills in bed and this and that, and just stupid, just Adam Sandler being Adam Sandler. And it was funny. It cracked me up.
Yeah, anyways. I've always liked him a lot. He's always been one of my favorite actors, favorite comedians.
Yeah, dude. Heck yeah.
There was a video recently of him online, like, some girl's on the corner, and she sees him coming up. You know, he's in the front seat with his driver. And he rolls down the window, and she's, you know, saying hi to him. And he actually responds. He's like, hi. He's like, how you doing? He's like, you know, you having a good night or whatever? Yeah. Just normal. Just regular, like, guy.
I've heard stories about him.
And then she was like, can I take a picture? And he was like, yeah, that's okay. And he was like, take it from there, though. You know, like, he very kindly was like, don't come over here. But, yeah, you can take a picture of me. And then the light turned green. He was like, you guys have a nice night or whatever. And that was it.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool to see that, because everything you see or that you read about him just says that he's, like, very approachable, nice dude. He's always out in just comfortable clothes. Like, he's just a regular dude. Yeah. And that's why he has so much appeal. That's why people like me like him.
I have a buddy that used to work on film sets. Just like crew. I don't remember what the hell he said he did, but he was like a rigger or something. I don't know. But he said he worked on film that Adam Sandler was part of. I don't remember what movie. I could ask him at some point. But he said Adam was cool. Like, they would have, you know, end of the day, everybody get together, and he'd want to come and hang out and just be part of the thing. And he was just like a dude and just... It's cool, man. He's not like a good dude, or he'd show up and just fucking play basketball with people and stuff, because he likes play basketball and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, what the fuck were we talking about?
We've been jumping around a lot. Yeah,
it's all right.
Talking about things that we're looking forward to. Oh, whatnot, yeah. But
anything else?
That's it for me. For right now.
I know. I'm looking forward to what I'm not looking forward to. I'm not looking forward to another Saw movie. Apparently, they're working on another Saw 11, with the director from Saw X coming back to direct this one. I don't care.
I'll watch it, but I'm not excited. Yeah. You know, like if they said, okay, we finally have Scream 7 ready to go, I'll be excited for that.
Yeah.
Because I love that series so much.
But, like, what
I like
do?
Saw, like, but I'm not.
Would they have to, you think they'd have to, like, reboot it because everybody's gone now? Unless they.
There's been some loose talk about Sydney.
Yeah.
You know, I think if they pay her well, which they better.
But then
and they
how
should.
Do they do that? Maybe, like, the killer follows her to wherever she is with her family now? And yeah,
there's
that. Her?
There's been a lot of different theories tossed around. There's been. Talk about this maybe being the final movie. Doing a brand new cast as well. There's a lot of different theories tossed around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I am interested in that I'm not a big fan of, but Who the fuck is it? Somebody notable is making a Frankenstein movie.
Yeah.
And Christian Bale as Frankenstein.
Oh, okay.
Which is as the monster, I think. Well, I just heard about that in passing. That's kind of interesting. Kind of grabbed my attention. But other than that, there's really not much super exciting happening.
No.
Or coming. Like, and talking about what we've been watching, I've just been trying to watch all the, like the Academy Award Best Picture films. And over the last weekend, I did get to watch two really fucking good ones. I watched American Fiction, which was a fucking hilarious but really good movie. It's about an author. He's an African-American author. He writes books, like, you know, intelligent books, but they're not selling well. So somehow he ends up writing, because, you know, the people that are buying all the books are, like, white suburban people, and they're all reading other people's books by another black author who is telling stories that are, you know, black stories about, like, hood stuff, you know what I mean, hood shit, and, like, so he's like, that's not all of us, you know, so he's like, I'm gonna write that a story like that as, like, a fucking joke, as a fuck you, but it takes off and, like, blows up, and people think it's, like, this big, deep, amazing story, and so he has to start playing this character, like, because he used, like, a pen name. He didn't use his name as the writer. So he has to, like, do interviews and stuff, like, as a kind of like he's, like, a convict on the run and stuff, so he can't show his identity. And, like, and he's, like, really articulate, smart dude. But he has to talk all, like, fucking ghetto and shit. And it's funny. And then he kind of is like, this is bullshit, and he gets tired of it, and then it gets picked up as a movie. It gets optioned as a movie, so he has to go, and he gets invited to be, like, a host, a judge in, like, a prestigious, you know, award thing for writers, and all, like, the white judges want his book to be one of the nominees, and he's like, fuck, why, that book's stupid, why do you want, you know what I mean? And then of course it wins, and they're like, I guess he's not here to accept it, and then he gets up and goes up, and then the story just does, like, crazy twists and then resets, and it's fucking crazy and weird and creative, and I wish I could think of one good fucking thing just so I could hang my hat on that. And so I watched that, American Fiction, and I watched Poor Things, which is probably one of the best movies I've seen in years. It's up there with, like, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Poor Things, like, had everything. Had some horror stuff, some horrific stuff. It had fucking hilarious stuff. Had a lot of drama. It had great fucking, the set design was fucking awesome, stunning. Costume, makeup, everything was just so fucking cool. And just, it was just good, man. It just, everything about the movie was, like, one of the, you know when they say, like, it's the perfect movie? This is one of those movies.
Covered a lot of bases, kind of like our show, except they probably didn't have shit jokes.
There was fucked up jokes. There was, like, some language, some comments, because it was, like, a period piece. So, like, there was a comment about, because the whole basis of the thing is this lady, she, like, jumped off a building or something to kill herself. But she was still kind of alive when this mad scientist guy found her. And she was pregnant. So she was still kind of alive, and the infant was still alive in her. So he took the infant's brain and put it in her brain, kind of like a Frankenstein type thing. So when she, you know, came to life, she was dumb. You know what I mean? She had a child brain.
Just learned all these new things.
Yeah. And, like, she, like, the whole thing was her, like, learning and progressing. doing different things and finding herself and finding other things and pleasures and this and that. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking wild. And they're just like I said, there was some language and the cast was, everybody was phenomenal. Like, it was brilliant. Like, Emma Stone, I didn't realize she had this much range as a performer. And, like, it was awesome. She went from, like, this woman with a child's mind to, like, by the end, she was, through the whole thing, she's, like, learning from, like, her, we'll call it her dad, the guy who took her in. And, like, by the end, she was, like, a scientist. You know what I mean? So it was interesting. But, like, I mean, at one point, she was, seemed, you know, slow. And there was a comment made. I won't say it on here, but I'll tell you the comment after. It wasn't racist or nothing, but it was an insensitive comment that people shouldn't, that I don't like, that I would defend people, but the way it was used in this sense, it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say it because people think I'm a dick more than they already do, but I watched that. That's good. I'm trying to go through all the movies. There's a couple more of the nominees I didn't watch yet. Like, I watched Maestro. I watched, that was fucking boring. I watched Oppenheimer. That was fine. Barbie was awesome.
What about Teddy Scare?
Teddy Scare was not nominated for a fucking Oscar.
I could have swore it was. I thought I read something about that.
No, it wasn't. It was wrong. You misread it.
I thought I read something about that. Best supporting cast.
No, you read Teddy.
Podcasters.
You read Teddy Scare will never be nominated for shit. That's probably what you read. I think I read the same thing.
Will never be nominated for a supporting cast.
I forgot the never part.
Forgot the never part that was in there.
We mentioned that prior. Sorry. That we were in this movie called Teddy Scare. It's available through SRS Cinema. Find a copy of it or come see us at a show, an event. We have a few copies for sale.
Academy nominated.
Yeah.
It might not say
it's
that on
the Academy
video,
of the Steve and Crypto show.
Yeah.
We have our award, our own award show.
Yeah.
We, the nominees are for Best Actor, Steve and Crypto. Best Film, Teddy Scare.
All right.
And that's it. But I think it's time to wrap up.
Let's wrap it up. Let's let these people go so they can go watch Teddy Scare. And let them go so they can vote on us for the
Rondos.
And vote for that and vote for us. We really hope to at least be nominated again for a third time. That'd be great.
Go to the DeluxeEditionNetwork.com. Follow some of them shows. Go to ExpeditionRoasters.com. Go to GalacticDruidTreats.com. Get all that stuff. Go to
Etsy. Get a shirt. Get a mug. Get a magnet. Go buy us a coffee. BuyMeCoffee.com/SteveCrypto. Join Patreon. We got a lot of content over there. Lots of videos from concerts and movie spoiler talk. All kinds of different things. Patreon.com/SteveCrypto.
And next week, our friend Ron Ford, filmmaker, writer Ron Ford, is going to pop in and tell us about a project he's working on. Next week, next episode, whatever comes out. It could come out next week. It could come out the week after. There's usually been 2 weeks in between, but maybe one will come out next week. We'll see. But Ron Ford's popping by. And with all that being said, go leave us a review and rating wherever you're listening. And we will see you next time.
Peace!